Jakýkoliv důvod je dobrý. Přijďte odpad.
Any reason for sorting waste is a good one, is a slogan underlining a current TV campaign promoting recycling in the Czech Republic. And most Czechs would agree recycling is a necessity. By and large, Czechs are conscientious recyclers with around 70% regularly recycling plastics, paper, glass and other materials. In fact, statistics recently released by Eurostat revealed that Czechs are leaders when it comes to plastics. In 2006, they recycled 44% of PET beverage bottles and other packaging, which is 3% more than traditional leader Germany. But it's not all good news. Most are aware that the country still needs to do much more, and point out while successful in some areas, in others they are clearly lagging. Czechs recycle regularly using a system of designated bins located in municipalities across the country, color-coded for the recycling of plastics, paper and glass. 98%, says Ecocom, a firm responsible for coordinating recycling in the Czech Republic in cooperation with municipalities, know that recycling is the right thing. Drop-off points are easily accessible, and it's not uncommon on any given day at almost any hour to hear smashing glass being thrown into bins or to hear the crunching of plastic bottles. More and more recycling has become second nature, says Šárka Nováková, Ecocom's spokeswoman.
Inhabitants take it as a normal part of their life. We can see it at the still increasing numbers of collected waste, which are really high. Recycling in the Czech Republic is on the good way, as we see it. In 2004, we were second in Europe with collecting the plastics. Now we are we are number one. So that also says something about the recycling and collecting the waste in the Czech Republic.
According to Šárka Nováková, the current bin system caught on fairly quickly back in the 90s for historic reasons. Under communism, as little material as possible was wasted, even more if it could be saved for a small profit.
The history of collecting the waste in the Republic is quite long. It started about 50, 60 years ago, sorting paper, glass and metal. Paper and metal was collecting through the buyout centers, and glass was collecting through the containers. This is why there was no problem for people to start up for them to have a container collection network. So it all started at the 1991, where the municipalities had the duty to collect reusable waste, and since the year here was started the collection of the paper, glass and also plastics, which was quite new. Ecocom linked to this system, and since 1991 with cooperation with the municipalities started to enlarge the container collection, and now Czech Republic have about 170,000 containers.
There's no question the networks work smoothly, and now the country is light years away from even just a decade ago. Recycling points are now found in towns and cities as well as at public bureaus and offices. TV and print ads and campaigns have also had a positive effect, making it easier to meet and indeed surpass EU requirements. But if the Czechs are conscientious in one area, it doesn't mean it is enough. Until now, the country did precious little in the recycling of other materials, namely bio-waste. Ivo Kropáček of the Czech branch of Friends of the Earth says that the Czechs still lag far behind other EU countries when it comes to that. I spoke to him on a line to his office in Olomouc, Moravia, this week.
Municipal solid waste is bio-waste, the waste from kitchen and garden. And this biggest part of municipal solid waste is not separated in Czech Republic at the moment. We don't separate, and we don't have possibility for people to separate this kind of waste, which is the biggest part of municipal solid waste. And without separation of bio-waste, we are not able to increase our recycling ratio of municipal solid waste.
Until now, he says, most Czechs haven't had much choice when it came to bio-waste, as such bins for recycling have been a fairly rare sight. There are some municipalities which do offer special bio-waste containers, but, says Ivo Kropáček, those are few and far between.
The services are offered separate in around 20 municipalities from 6,000. So it's really, really very marginal things, and we support to separation of biowaste in every municipality in Czech Republic.
Indeed, the Environment Minister, Martin Bursík, the leader of the Green Party, who are currently in a coalition government for the first time, announced an amendment on the Waste Act earlier this year, expected to push recycling in the Czech Republic into fifth gear. I had a chance to discuss the issue with the minister himself just recently.
We are rather well concerning recycling of the packages. And it is a sort of this system, but when you look on a percentage of recycling the municipal waste, it's about 20%. If we look on the champions within the European Union, which are Austrians, Germans, Swiss, they are 40-45%. So we still have a lot to do, and a major problem is that nearly 50% of municipal waste are biodegradable waste, which is particularly not recycled at all. So we prepared a new waste management act, which we delivered to the parliament, and we're asking the municipalities to separate five types of materials since 2012, and that will be glass, paper, PET bottles, Tetra Pak, and biodegradable waste. And biodegradable waste is the most important one because it's a source of energy. Could be used in a biogas station. We believe that in the future it could be used for synthetic production of a biofuels, second generation for transportation. So these are steps which are in front of us.
Other steps will be the continued promotion of recycling and broadening availability of services, for example, in the country's schools. Last week, the Environment Ministry unveiled a so far successful last-minute project making use of EU funds to provide schools all the way from the elementary to the university level with recycling bins in a number of different designs, those to be used according to local conditions. Getting recycling prominently into the school system brings matters full circle and is a project in which Ecocom has also played a strong role. Sharka Novakova again.
It's very good because the children are very enthusiastic and very easy to teach them how to sort the waste. So yes, this is very positive and very good thing, and we are happy that Minister of Environment have this project for children.
As always, the stress is on future generations for whom recycling will be even more basic, but who will also reap greater benefits. Environment Minister Martin Bursík once more.
Concretely, this project consists of more than 30,000 of containers which are designed to separate paper, glass, plastic, Tetra Pak, and also containers for biodegradable waste, which is then used for the purposes of schools. And we believe that it's important to address these environmental issues to the youngest generation, that means the pupils in schools. The project, in fact, is going to bring the triple dividend. First, the schools will separate the recyclable materials. Secondly, it's education, so that the pupils will get the knowledge about what could be separated and for which use and which way should these fractions be used after recycling. And thirdly, it's a sort of advertisement of European Union and European program infrastructure out of which money this project is being financed.
As it stands, the Czech Republic must still make major advances to increase its overall ration of household recycling. But many note that the implementation of the new amendment will go a long way in putting the country on the right track.